What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Two Taku Podcast. As always, we are your hosts, Xavier and Alton. Like us on YouTube.
Subscribe
to us on YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Watch the videos. Like the videos. Pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. And basically, that's it. We're basically podcasting in YouTube.
Yeah.
That's basically
it. No one knows how long TikTok's going to be around for anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Our Facebook's getting banned, if it's not already banned.
Let's see. So far, so good. But we haven't posted.
We don't know how to use Twitter.
Since 2023. So.
What did we post in 2023?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, no. It was the automatic posting from Podbean onto the Facebook when a new episode comes out. Why did it stop in 2023?
Bro, there's no telling.
Okay. Well, it is what it is. So, yeah. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Watch the videos. Like the videos. And pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes down below. Other than that, welcome back. This is where you say, you know, welcome back, everybody.
Sorry, I was yawning, man.
Okay.
Welcome back, everyone.
There you go.
I'm tired. Cool. It's bedtime for Grandpa Al over here.
Yeah, it's been bedtime, dog.
It is 9:20 for you.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, man. I'm in bed at 9 o'clock, dog.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah. That's how you keep the joints healthy and limber.
Yeah, no, your joints aren't healthy or limber.
They are now. I've been going to bed earlier.
I hear your knees crack every time you get up, man.
Oh, no. I've been taking 7 different supplements.
Jeez,
man. Keep my body.
I started taking supplements too. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, dog. Bro, I started taking glucosamine. It's for like joint health and like tendons and whatnot. They give it to people with arthritis.
That's probably what I need, man. But you have to send me the link for that.
Bro, I'm feeling loosey-goosey, you know?
Hey, you have to send me that, man. I take vitamin D because I'm pretty sure I don't get enough of that naturally.
Yeah. I take a multivitamin.
I take basically a diabetic multivitamin. So it's like...
Okay.
It's called alphabetic, and it's basically all of nutrients that my body is lacking because of the BDs. That's really good. Which it has biotin in. Which, if you guys don't know this, if you're diabetic, it messes with your biotin output. I don't know how that works.
But
basically it messes with your hair. So I was going to take like biotin supplements, but that multivitamin has biotin in it. And then I also started taking black seed oil, I think it is, but in the forms of like gummies. And that also has biotin in it and a few other things that's supposed to help with like immune system, joint health, and stuff.
Yeah.
I might need some stronger joint stuff, man.
Glucosamine.
That I want to start taking magnesium too. I heard that's really, really good for you.
Yeah.
Magnesium's.
You got to do a lot.
Yeah.
To protect the body. Especially when you're getting older. Like you see, like even our parents, like if they supplemented at our age, they'd be in better shape than they are now. And it's like they just didn't have the resources, they didn't have the knowledge. But like now, you know, I don't know a lot of people our age who are supplementing, which is kind of foolish, because especially for guys, because, you know, your testosterone's been plummeting for like a decade now.
It's okay.
You gotta start, you know, making up for it in some ways. You know, and some people could be like, "Yeah, you're still young. Like, you don't need to do this now. You could do it, you know, you're 35 or something. Maybe you can." Listen,
bro.
Maybe you can,
bro.
I can't.
I may be 29, but my body is at least 57.
100%,
bro. Like, especially I put my body through the ringer working in these kitchens, man.
Yeah.
Like, people, you know.
Gotta take care of yourself.
One, that's probably why I'm not more obese than I already am.
Right. Because you're always just on your feet walking around. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's also why I could probably outlast a lot of people who's probably right. in better, like, fitness condition than me
mm-hmm.
in terms of, like, standing on my feet.
Right.
But also, that's probably why my feet hurt all the time.
Oh, 100%. You need to get you some Hokas.
Some what?
Hokas. It's a shoe brand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thought we're going somewhere else with this.
No. Hokkas.
Yeah, let me look Hoka. These up. Let me look these up.
The only reason I'm saying like
Hokka
Hoka. So they're like
Hokkaido girls are super adorable. No, not that.
Maybe later, but so the only reason I'm saying this is because when my parents have a pair and they're like, changed my life. And I was like, okay. That sounds good. But when I went to Boston and my dad was in the hospital, all of the nurses, dude, I'm talking like at least like 95% of the nurses were wearing Hokas. And I was like, I talked to one of the nurses that was like helping him one day. And I was like, you got Hokas too, huh? Like, I heard about these like literally like
mm-hmm.
3 days before I got here from my mom. And everybody here is wearing them. And she was like, oh, yeah. They changed my life. She was like, I couldn't do my shift without them.
That's all and, I need to hear, baby.
Yeah. And they do 7-to-7s.
They do what?
7-to-7 shifts.
Oh, you're talking about the nurses. Yeah. I was like.
They do 12 hours, 7-to-7.
Bro, they ain't got no.
Yeah, the colors are all. Crazy.
They ain't got no ones for the kitchen?
No. It's They're all just like walking shoes. I guess it's 1K. I thought it was 2.
And inexpensive.
Yeah.
But they worth six.
Everybody's saying they're worth it.
I like so, these ones.
They got orthopedic ones?
Yeah.
They have gym ones? Oh, I didn't know they just had gym ones. Anyway, if you're looking for a good shoe, apparently they're real good shoes. Especially to be like walking around all day. They're super comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they have a real good arch.
I'm gonna have to get some of these once I head out to Washington, man.
Yeah.
Because they got some for trail running, hiking.
Mm-hmm.
Look at their hiking ones.
Yeah, might be.
Yeah, I might have to.
Yeah, so I was thinking about getting myself a pair because my Asics are like, they're. I don't know what it is. Like, you get like running shoes or walking shoes, and it's like they're only good for like, I don't know, 2 years, you know?
Yeah. But dude, that's like, why I was gonna get me some more some shoes from this store I went to called Happy Feet.
Oh yeah.
The
Happy Feet store. I know what you're talking about.
Happy Feet Plus now.
They changed their name?
I think so, yeah.
Now they're Extra Happy Feet. Yeah.
Yeah, because those are the best kitchen shoes I've had, man.
From Happy Feet?
Yeah.
They're like orthopedic thing, right?
Yeah. Because like when you go in, they do a little thing where you like step on the machine and it like scans your feet, right. Basically. Tells mm-hmm. you what kind of support you need and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, some of the best shoes I have. And they lasted me about 3 years.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, more like I made them last for about 3 years, but they probably really lasted me about maybe two, mm-hmm. maybe two and a half. But that's also lasting me, like, I was working two full-time kitchen jobs, so.
Oh, damn.
So yeah. It's like, yeah. So I was wearing them pretty much all day.
All day. All day. Every day.
So yeah. Yeah. You know, only like $200.
That's not bad. I hate how expensive shoes have gotten. I remember the days where it was like mom would take me to like, what is that, shoe carnival or whatever mm-hmm. it is. You walk out with three pairs.
Three pairs. You know what I'm saying?
Because it was like $25. Mm-hmm. $20.
Easy.
And it wasn't like, it wasn't nobody name brand. Like, it was like Nikes and stuff. So it was like real. You could leave with Adidas, bro. $25. Mm-hmm. Now, they like $80.
Hey.
Like.
People used to try to like dog you if you didn't have like Nikes or, you know, Jordans and stuff. Like, I've never been a Jordan guy, you know.
Yeah.
But nowadays, bro, I'm cool with Reeboks.
Reeboks.
Sign me up with some Reeboks, some Adidas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling.
Yeah.
I'm chilling. I actually need to buy some new shoes now, bro. I haven't bought new shoes.
I'm gonna be honest. The only ones that I really wear are my Vessies.
Bro,
and this ain't paid advertisement, sponsorship, nothing. The only shoes that I really wear now are these Vessies, and I have way too many pairs. First off, I have a lot of pairs. Are those
little penguin shoes?
No. They're the ones that you see advertised through like YouTubers and stuff. They're the waterproof ones. So I got them in basically every color that you could get a pair of shoes in.
All I got wear a bunch is my of Adidas styles. Slides, bro. That's all I wear
is these Vessies.
Adidas they're slides waterproof. And work shoes.
Listen, I love shoes. I'm always going to be into shoes. I'm always going to get shoes that I like. You know what I'm saying? But as far as like, what are my daily riders? It's these, because they're light, they're waterproof, and it's like, they don't make your feet hot, and they don't make them cold.
Bro, listen. The last time I bought a pair of shoes, I bought them. I didn't wear them for almost a year. So I told myself I don't need to buy any more shoes.
Why?
Don't go anywhere, man.
Fair enough.
Don't go anywhere that's not work.
Fair enough.
Or grocery store or just like running errands. And I'm wearing sides, bro. You're not catching me in tennis shoes out here running Fair errands. Enough. I'm in slides, comfortable.
I don't have that I need to have are slides. I don't have slides out here.
Bro, that's all I wear. Them
at home. I left my sandals at home, and I've been here just like, I wish I just had, I always have to put on a pair of shoes mm-hmm. to take the trash out, and I'm just like, I don't want to do that.
I wear my slides everywhere, bro. Get out of work, change my shoes.
Slides.
Change out of my slides. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to work quick, slides, bro.
Slides.
Like, I think when I got back, I just started wearing the shoes I bought.
Right.
And I messed up my other pair that I bought when I went out there to Washington because I was wearing them walking up and down the hill. Now they're all dirty.
That's a mistake.
And it's like, yeah, you could just clean them, but they're also cloth material. So it's like, I don't know. I could throw them in a washer, I guess.
Right.
But
throw Vessies in the washer. Vessies, sponsor us. Send me free shoes.
Yeah, send me some Vessies, man. I don't even know what they are.
Yeah.
So shoes, man. Enlighten me. Send me a free pair. Yeah. And I'll tell you how they work out.
Enlighten me by sending me a free pair.
Yeah, what I mean. Hey.
I wouldn't be mad at it. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah, I would take that sponsorship. I am a proponent of them. They're basically the only things that I wear. So.
Maybe you should show us your collection so they know it's real.
You seriously want me to go and get them? I mean, I got a pair by the door, actually.
No, man, just take the camera with you.
Oh, okay. Let me just unscrew the camera from the mount. It's not on a quick release. And it's plugged in to the computer.
I guess you gotta take the whole station, man.
Just gonna have to pick it all up, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds to me like you have to lift the entire thing. Oh, these Adidas slides are only $18. Maybe they're not real.
I doubt they're real. Hey, man, don't matter if they're not real.
Adidas shower slides, $18.
Oh, I need some of those.
You need shower slides?
Yeah, man. You don't wear slides when you're in the shower?
It's not when I'm in my shower.
Talking about weird.
I'm not worried about slipping over, my guy.
Bro, do you have any slip resistant in your shower?
Slippers next to my shower?
No, like slip resistant anything in your shower.
No.
All right, man.
My toes.
I got my toes. No, your toes are not slip resistant.
So when I get in the shower, they go like into the ground. Just making indentations. Just
got them grippers. Oh, yeah, man. No.
You know what's funny? Now that you say that, though, like, okay, this is gonna sound for people who is like first time listen, only started listening. This is gonna sound like it's crazy, but do you remember when my bathroom at home flooded through my brother's wall into his room?
Yeah.
We had to remodel the bathroom because, like, listen, guys, flooding's bad.
Oh, 100%.
It was terrible. So we had to redo the bathroom because they basically had to knock the wall out that's connecting them. Regardless, my parents were like, all right, well, might as well remodel the bathroom if we have to basically tear it out regardless. So. When they did that, they put like a walk-in shower with tiled floor, and it's like circle tiles, but they're like small circles. And like, you get in there, you're not thinking about anything because you have so much grip from these tiled circles. You know, your feet just like the next time I got into like a normal shower, not even lying, I almost slipped first time. Bro, first time I almost busted myself. It was horrifying.
Talk about top five least ways I want to go out. Slipping in the shower, bro.
100%.
Like, dog. Go ahead and just
kill me. If I'm alive, just kill me.
Bro, I'm not calling. If I'm alive, bro, I'm not calling no one. I'm gonna just suffer.
I'm gonna just lay there until I die.
Like, bro, ain't no way. You slip in the shower. That's a wrap, bro.
How'd you die?
At my age, my right age of 29, age. Bro.
That's death sentence.
It's at least 7 to 14 day recovery.
Probably. It'd be hysterical though. You slip, you fall. They're like, yeah, he drowned to death because he never turned the water off. Dang. Did he like break bones so he couldn't get out? No. He was perfectly fine.
He could have got out.
He could have got out any chance.
Bro, I'm telling you, I'm not.
He just took a stand.
Ain't no way.
Yeah. Terrible way to go. But yeah, that happened to me. First time.
Yeah.
Terrified me. Horrified.
Yeah.
Well, it was one of those wall slaps. He just like.
Man, I remember there was one night, dude. I was so tired when I got from work. I got to the shower, bro. And I don't know where the mishap happened. But almost like fell out the shower, bro. It was one of those things where like I knocked down the shower curtain rod and everything, bro. Water going everywhere. Like
smashing face down. Just face down, mom runs in. What happened? You laying there. Just don't even talk to me. Just leave me.
Get out.
Just arm backwards. Just leave me.
Bro, I was like, hey, yeah, man. That woke me right up, though. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%. Nah, it's horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrifying. Now, fortunately, this shower here, it's got like a bar, like in the middle, but it's like a plastic.
Hmm?
It's like a plastic rod.
Yeah, you just on. Yeah.
Like in the middle, and it's like two little nooks, but like whatever you put there is gonna get wet every time you shower.
Of course. It makes
absolutely no sense to me because like if you hang a washcloth there, it's perennially gonna be wet. You know what I'm saying? But in case of slippage, could grant
yeah,
probably rip it out of the
way. Yeah, I was just about to say you're breaking that. Ain't no way you're not breaking that.
But maybe it saves my life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it does just enough to save my life, and I'm just like holding it, just like,
I mean, at this point, any slip and fall, it's a wrap for me.
You think so?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if I broke another hip, man.
That would suck.
Oh, bro, I'm telling you.
You would never live that down. You can't break your hip three times before you're 30.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Doctors
wheelchair just the rest of my life.
Right. Doctors just looking at it. We're just going to replace the entire thing.
Bro, at that point, like, please.
Just sculpt it in adamantium. It'll never like, have it again, sir.
Like, bro, I'm telling you, if I ever broke my hip again, bro, it's...
Yeah.
I'm not walking. I don't care if they're like, yeah, you're going to have a full recovery. You can walk. You can sprint. You could probably run like a 4.2 in a 40. Like, I'm not doing it.
You say Usain Bolt's photo where he's smiling at everybody? That's going to be you. You're just like.
I'm not doing it, bro.
Give me the wheelchair.
Give me the wheelchair. Don't even have to be motorized, bro. Just give me a wheelchair.
Give me the wheelchair. Just wheel me. I ain't taking the chance.
I'm not taking the chance of breaking it a fourth time.
You wouldn't?
Ain't no one.
What if it was like, all right. You remember the, oh my gosh, I can't remember the name of the movie. You remember the baseball movie where the little kid like breaks his arm and then he can pitch? He could throw like 100 miles per hour?
Mm.
No, you don't remember that? Oh.
I mean, memory is also terrible, so.
That's true. At least you remember that. But I was going to say, you wouldn't allow something like that to happen to you if the only odds that it happened again were like 15%.
If you're talking about if I was able to get like some kind of like crazy leg power from it,
yeah, like where you could be like a professional like absurd athlete, but there's like a 15% chance that you get hurt again, and it, you know, obviously undoes everything.
is it permanent life damage? If that
when it happens 50%? Again,
yeah.
Nah, 50%. You just go back to being average you. So I guess you could consider that permanent life damage.
Yeah, I'm taking that chance, bro.
I had it all.
Yeah, I'm taking that chance. Why not?
Yeah, I take that chance too.
I've already lived a life.
That's true.
Of not been phenomenal. Let me get a taste of that.
Right. At least like get the guaranteed contract, because like even if you get hurt like the next day, it's like you still got to pay me 20 mil. So
mm-hmm.
I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Back to normal life.
Do they know about this though?
No, they don't.
You ready to sign that contract?
Oh yeah, they don't know.
Yeah, I'm 100% doing it. They don't sign me up. Yeah, sign me up. You know, yeah, oh, ain't right. No question.
Yeah. I'd let my arm get broken if you tell me I could be a professional, like, baseball player, get, like, a $30 million contract. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, sign
even if I have, like, one phenomenal season and then I get hurt again and I'm gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I mean, honestly, that's all I need.
What kind of legend
you'll be remembered by that, yeah.
Right? His first ever season. He breaks the home run single season record. His first season as a rookie. Next year, bro, gone. Done.
You're getting a documentary, bro.
Oh, 100%.
They want to know about the rise and fall.
Yep. What he could have been.
Like, what could have been.
The craziest thing about his career is that it started from an injury. He didn't start playing professionally until he was 30.
And it ended with an injury. Or injury.
Ended the next season with the same injury that got him into the league.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, stories that would be told.
I'm taking it.
Oh, 100%. Give it to me.
I'm taking it. Yeah.
Because I'm taking it. Ain't no way I can't not take it.
Nah, I'm taking the chance. I'm gonna risk it. I'm gambling. I'm gonna risk it, dog. For some reason, I 100% thought you were about to like promote your water bottle.
Yeah, you should.
It's got stickers on it. Major
stickers.
Yeah. It's at the Teespring merch store, or the Spring merch store. Links in the mm-hmm. description boxes down below. Hopefully it's still working. It should be, but we also got that email that was just like, hey, you should relaunch your thingies just in case.
I need to get some more shirts, speaking of which, man. You know, I keep thinking, I'm like, man, I need to buy some, like, I just need to buy more clothes. But
this is one of my three shirts. What?
But I keep telling myself I need to buy more Tutaku shirts.
Yeah. Everybody needs to buy themselves more Tutaku shirts.
Sure.
Please.
It's true.
All right, let's please see go check if this works. Store. Yeah. Let me see if it works. Man. Cousin always sounds like he's getting murdered.
I don't know, man. I don't deal with this for much longer either.
Yeah, it works. We got pillows. We got stickers. We got mugs. We got shirts. We gotta make another shirt design. We'll make another shirt design. I don't know. At this point, I feel like we'll wait till you like hit 1,000. On YouTube.
Yeah.
Which should
help
be.
Help us get us to 1,000.
It should be this year. If it's not.
It better be.
I'll be highly upset.
It better be.
Yeah. Be pretty disappointed if it's not.
It better be. Help us get there, guys.
Yeah. Help us get to 1 million subscribers.
Well, let's start with 1,000 first.
Well, naturally. But you know what I'm saying? I feel like, okay, what amount of subscribers would you feel like then if you had to walk away from, you'd be like, well, at least I did it kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, I may.
That's a great question.
Like,
but yeah, honestly,
like 300,000 subscribers, and then you're like, another opportunity comes. You're like, you know what? At least I succeeded in it. I can walk away from it for this new opportunity.
I would say, in all honesty, I think 100K.
100K?
Yeah. 100K. I think for me, because my thing with hitting 1 million is like.
That's a full time job then.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't be able to walk away from that.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Like, I couldn't walk away from that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then my first thought was 500K. But then I was like, for me personally, if I hit 500K, I'm going to be like, I want that other 500 just to go ahead and hit 1 million. Like,
oh, yeah, right.
Like, we're halfway there, like, bro. Yeah. We're halfway there. If we can hit 500K, we can hit 1 million. Yeah. So I feel like 100K is a good point to where it's like, I'm satisfied. Like, if we hit like 100K subscribers and like, that's where we're kind of like plateaued at, where it's just mm-hmm. like a consistent 100K,
mm-hmm.
like, I'd be fine with that. Like,
right.
I'd be like, obviously I would want more, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, you know, let's keep going. Let's shoot for, but if it was like you said, like we were like, if someone came to me with like, hey man.
Yeah. Some other opportunity.
Y'all want to start Tutaku Studios.
Right.
But we couldn't do YouTube no more.
Right.
I'd be like, let's do it.
Right.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think 100K, it's like where it's like, Yeah.
I think for me, I don't know. Maybe between like 2 and 3. You know? Because then I feel like you also like, all right, like if you went like somewhere else and you told somebody. I've been doing YouTube for 7 years. Oh yeah, how many subscribers you got? Not even 1,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's bad. But it's like, I've been doing YouTube for 7 years. Oh wow, like how big did you get? Oh, you know, 225,000. It's like, oh, like you did it. You know what I'm saying?
You did.
I don't want to say like you won or like you accomplished it, because there's no like real metric for that, you know, as far as like social media and just subscriber count goes. But I feel like everybody and where'd you go? Yep, now I could barely hear you now. Are you serious? Okay. Anywho, help us get to that hundreds of thousands of subscribers so that we can feel like we've accomplished something in our lives. Other than that, I mean, it honestly sounds like you whispering, but so subscribe to the YouTube channel. Watch and like the videos. Pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. Links to that and all other platforms where you can watch the podcast, listen to the podcast, all that stuff in the description boxes down below. Other than that, we will see all of you in the next one.